Actually, I had thought of to put that song on, but his technical is not working. I thought, why not put that song in the Srimad Bhagavatam class? But you all probably will not allow me to sit on this Vyasasana if I thought this, so I said not to have it. It's a nice song. Huh? No, let's go to purport. Nice song. Who knows? Someone must be doing that in the audience. Huh? Oh, he's gonna get it on the iPhone. Okay, anyhow, let's go. I have only another 15-20 minutes. Being simple in on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered a killer of his own soul. Therefore, the first business of one who takes human life seriously is to find out a spiritual master who can guide him in Krishna consciousness. Srila Sridhar Swami prays, Yada Parananda Guru Bhavat Pade Padam Manome Bhagavato Labhe Tadanistakhile Sadan Sadhana Sramaham Seya Saukhyam. O transcendentally blissful Guru, when my mind finally achieves a place at your lotus feet, all the tiresome labor of my spiritual practices will be finished. And by your mercy, I will experience the greatest happiness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, oh, you got it? Oh, you're putting that song on what? No. So, Srila Prabhupada is so expert, isn't he? He gave us the morning Guruvastaka, where we pray to the at the lotus feet of spiritual master, right? Vande Guru Sicharana Aravinda. Then he tells us to worship the Tulsi Devi, which is the devotee who helps in the pastimes of the Lord, Radha Krishna. Then he tells us to chant 16 rounds. And then we worship at his lotus feet. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevali Bhakti. He put a nice program in such a way. This is the purport which his Shrutis are saying. He put Srila Prabhupada put that in practically to apply that to remember the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And everything is taken care of. Right? To fulfill the goal of this human form of life, to achieve which is to go back to Godhead. Right? Of course, our obstinate mind doesn't want to accept that sometimes. My mind doesn't want to accept. After 40 years still, I'm not accepting the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That's a problem. Do you have heard the story, the past times? One time the guru, one person who was interested in the spiritual life, and he went to the guru and said, I wanna surrender, I wanna just get into spiritual life. I want to be serious. But I have all these desires, you know, material desire, what should I do? I want to get married and these desires, different desires. Please, Guru, I like to surrender right now, plus give me 10 years. After 10 years, I will surrender. I will come to you, sure. Please give me, bless me that I can have a good wife and good children and everything good. Spiritual master said, be it, so be it. So in 10 years, he got married, he has a children, he has a nice family, he has a good bank balance, he has everything. He's happy, seems to be happy. After 10 years, he has a nice facility and the guru came, but when the guru came, knocked the door, but guru was not in a well dress, he was like a, you know, he was like a beggar. So when he knocked the door, the wife came and wife opened the door and wife scolded him. He said, "You are a beggar here, what are you doing here?" She didn't know that that was her husband's guru. So she said, "Go away, you are a beggar, go away." But the husband saw from the back and he recognized that, he's my guru. So please come in. He invited guru. Husband invited guru inside in the house and welcomed him. And guru said, "Remember 10 years ago before you had told me, now I have come here to take you." Disciple said, no, but you know, these children are very small. I have 3-4 kids and one is just in my lap, in my wife's lap. I cannot, you have to wait, you know. After another, please wait for next 10 years. I will, after 10 years, you come back, please. Guru said, "Okay, I'm going on and on, isn't it? Please be patient with me." So guru said, "Okay, well, that's what you want. I will come after 10 years, you know." So guru came after 10 years. At this time, he saw the big dog outside the house. And guru, with his divine eyes, he see that this spiritual my disciple has become a dog outside the house, sitting there. So guru talked to the dog and said, "My gosh, what's your position here now?" Said, "Please." Dog started to lick guru's feet and said, "Please now." Guru said, "Please, now is the time to come." Dog said, no, "You see, all these people around me, they are envious of my sons who has a wealth and all everything. I have to protect, you know, I have to be here to protect this house, protect my sons and my wife and wealth and properties, everything I have to protect. I cannot come right now. Please, let me take care of this part." Guru said, "So be it, that's what you want. So I will come again." Guru came again. This time there was no dog. Dog was gone. And his children had become older, you know. And Guru called his children and said, "Look at it, come here. You know, there is in the house upstairs, there is a whole big wealth. What do you call? People used to keep in the, they don't used to keep in the bank, they used to keep in the big pot. Safe. Well, not safe, it's a pot. Safe deposit, it's a pot, big pot. And around the pot, there is a big cobra." So he said that, Guru said that, you know, there is a big pot up on the top and there is a big cobra there. And you just, you know, this cobra will not bite you, Guru said. "I'm promising. Just go and beat that cobra. Get him out." So his sons are beating that cobra. And then Guru took that cobra on his back and took him with him. And he said, "Remember, you passed 27 years and 2 lifetime. Isn't it time for you to come with me and accept my instructions and follow me? Please come. See what is your situation. Your sons hate you. This is the situation in the material world. Our obstinate mind don't want to accept the instructions of the spiritual master, who is a great captain here sitting, with the favorable wind of the Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam. But sometimes, unfortunately, obstinate mind doesn't want to accept. But Guru is tolerant. Srila Prabhupada is tolerant to me so far, last 40 years, and you all are tolerant to me too, tolerating me. That's the situation. So, here it is, in the previous verses we heard everything, and ultimately we come to the, this is the verse which is saying that ultimately you accept the instruction of the spiritual master, follow his instructions, and go back to Godhead. But the first line right away it says, the mind is like a impetuous horse, that even persons who have regulated their senses and breath cannot control. All these jnanis and yogis, they try to perform all these austerities, tapasyas, to control their mind and the senses. Who was it? Sabrimuni? Sabrimuni? What was it? Who got married with King Mandata's 50 daughters? Sabrimuni, who was performing tapasya in the water. And what he saw? He too saw two fish capitulating, that's what he called in English? Cup and whatever you say. And he got attracted. He was old man, great personality, old, and he got attracted. He wants to, he wants to get out from the austerity, come out, and he wants to marry with a daughter of King Mandata, who has 50 daughters. And he wants to marry with, not with one, he wants to marry with all 50 daughters. Of course, by his yoga process, by his siddhi, he got, you know, he became a beautiful young man. But what he did? In the material world, he again entangled with not one, but 50. And then he realized. So this, all this yoga people perform, this is all is, ultimately is the bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's whatever yoga in this age of Kali. So, and in the next verse of Bhagavad Gita 6:35, Sri Bhagavan is Uvacha, Amsansam Mahabaho Mano Durnigraham Chalam, Abhyasanato Kaunteya Vairagyena Cha Truhyate. Lord Sri Krishna said, O mighty arm, son of Kunti, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment. So our suitable practice is bhakti yoga. Bhai, you don't need to perform different, separately the detachment and all this study and all this. Just Please the spiritual master, perform devotional service to please the spiritual master and the deed is Radha Shyam Sundar Shishi Gaunita Balaramji, Lord Nasim Dev. Just please perform devotional service to please them for their satisfaction and the detachment and the knowledge will automatically come. Okay. Any questions? Before I go for a question, I have one announcement to make. This is a for Rath Yatra. I cannot give up. The Daytona Beach Rath Yatra, the date is changed. It is on Sunday, on 29th, instead of Saturday 28th. And good news is, we have given the permission to use the band shell, which is famous band shell. So now every year it is going to be on Sunday in Memorial Day weekend, we will have that band shell. So this year is also is going to be on 29th on Sunday in the evening. And there are thousands of people there in this Saturday, Sunday, because next day is day off on Monday. So I know this is a long weekend and many of you who are hearing on the internet, probably, you all probably gonna go to Sadhu Sangha festival, but this is a big community, there are around 1,000 devotees, I don't think all thousands are gonna go to Sadhu Sangha, so devotees who are not going, please come, it's a good opportunity for preaching to many people on the beach. Which is on Sunday, May 29th, Daytona Beach. We will have a procession in the evening, 4 to 6, and from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we will have the evening nice cultural program. Okay? Okay, let's have a question answer, something to add, something to subtract. No question, no answer. Come on, Pran Govinda Prabhu, say add something. You have to add something nice, scripture, something.
I remember Chaitanya Charan Prabhu made a nice analogy on his last visit. That mind has a four functions. It's very applicable. It appeared like he was talking about me or something. That mind, what it does, it magnifies our material sense enjoyment. What it that means, it keeps the impression more than what it is. Say, yes. I just got a job. Just simple salary, but I'm thinking the job will have a big check, big bank balance, I will have so many houses. Right. It just magnifies, unnecessary.
And besides that, everything looks good from the far distance.
Yes. Then it says, then when mind magnifies, then I represents its, it influences to fall for that trap. Just like for an example, right here we are having a Bhagavatam class. And there are some devotees who are also thinking of coming, but the mind will tell them, do you think all of them are happy there? You are doing a good job, making money, don't worry about it. Mind will deny the happiness of Krishna consciousness.
Sure. How many, this is one thing I want to add. When I make list in the morning, what need to be done, I forget to write chant 16 rounds.
Very good.
I think that's the first priority I should have. Then everything else should be followed. But I forget to write that. I write everything else on the list, what I need to be done. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. But I don't write first, chant 16 rounds. Mind doesn't want to do it.
Mind denies the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Also, mind denies many things.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said, mind also creates an atmosphere where you think actually Krishna is not responding. Krishna actually is not protecting.
Yep.
Mind will deny that maybe Krishna doesn't love me.
Yes, that's why we need the firm, firm, deep, deep, deep faith in our heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu in the back.
A couple things.
Yes.
It seems like the identification with the mind is at least half the problem. Because if you don't identify with the mind, then you say, well, that's just what the mind says. Mm. But when you identify with the mind, you think that's what I'm thinking, that's what I want, that's me.
Right.
And so it comes with a whole package of assumed identification. So when it starts talking, once you let, what's it say, like what a salesman, if he gets his foot in the door, he's not going to stop. So the idea is to nip it in the bud, that when the mind starts giving its sales presentation, that if you can recognize that we're not the mind, and that's the spiritual master. And
here is a self-realized soul is saying that.
Well, I'll try to read it. there's a verse.
There is one thing. Srila Prabhupada said, what is the difference between mind and the intelligent? He said, when you're standing on the top of the roof, and mind saying, fall. Yeah, right. Fall. And the intelligence says, wait a minute. Don't jump. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, the mind says to jump, the intelligence says, don't jump.
Right.
There's a verse also I was thinking that went along with this. It's from 1:1:22.
It is here, I think, in the commentary by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, I think. Somewhere I read that.
We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. So, of course, the good qualities of a human being is that he has an interest in self-realization. That's Prabhupada's mercy, is that he's making. Sometimes we say that firewood that was in the hand, that's now books. Books, wood, paper, same thing. So that's to do the ingredients for sacrifice.
We are very fortunate.
Oh, yeah, more than we can.
Isn't it?
Guru Krishna Prasade.
Maya Bhakti Lata Beej. Yes, Prabhu.
I'm going to say 1 minute, one pastime, or maybe 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
In Mayapur, you know, there's a one Bengali sloka Prabhupada utters. Mm-hmm. You probably heard it, many devotees heard it, but you may not, because Prabhupada doesn't translate the whole thing, but I was familiar with that.
Yeah.
He says, Pagala kina bole, chagala kina khai.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard. Chagala kina khai means the goat. Can you ever see goat not eating if there is a grass in front? Mm-hmm. Anybody ever saw? You take the grass in front of the goat, even goat ate whole day, he still keep eating. So the king declared that this goat, if anybody can feed to the completely up to the neck, that he will not eat anymore, I will give half of my kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big deal in Bengal. So then everybody came. Oh, if you cannot prove it, then we'll put you in jail. So you have two options. Either you go to jail for life, or you get half of the kingdom. So, not in between. So then everybody came and everybody failed. Finally, one Hare Krishna sadhu came. And the king told him, I'm sorry, I don't feel it is appropriate because everybody failed and you will fail. I don't want to put you in jail, please. Do this.
Yeah.
So no. This is what we practice. We control our mind. This is how it is. He said, but controlling mind is one thing, but controlling goat is another thing. Please don't come for this. He said, no, give me a chance. So he got the goat from the king, and the next day he came. And the king was surprised. He took this, you know, very beautiful, lavish green grass, he put in front of the goat. And the goat sees the man, sadhu, Hare Krishna devotee with the stick in front, and the goat immediately turned his face. The king said, never heard such thing. How did you do it? He says, whole night I had a training to the goat. I give the grass and give a big slap with the stick. And every time I give, and by the time morning came, the whole face is swallowed and pain is so heavy of the sense enjoyment of eating grass that seeing the grass and the stick immediately turned the face away. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave a comment on it, on that story. He says, if really one wants to control the mind, yes, possible. Then he quoted that famous verse, Asaṃśaya Mahābahu, from Bhagavad Gita 6:35. Asaṃśaya Mahābahu, mana durnigraha chalam, dasyaham nigraham manne, abhāsa yuktena vairagyana ca grijyate. Two things require to control the mind. Two things. And he gave a whole class about it. One is that we have to, every day we have to practice. Chanting Hare Krishna. We have to practice every day, and detachment must develop. These two things, Lord Krishna says we can control. Right here, the verse.
Oh, he's going to put the song?
Until they find it. Also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, he also had the idea that you beat the mind, since we're just hearing about beating the goat. Beating the mind 100 times in the morning with a shoe and in the evening with a broomstick. So, should we take that literally? How would you beat the mind? So, one of the things that I thought of, since I think something, I started a list of what are the 100 things, because for us to do what we're doing, you have to actually beat the mind. You know, first thing is getting up. You know, that's the first time you're going to have to hit the mind pretty hard. So you think, well, there's the hope of Prabhupada's given us of going back to Godhead, associating with the devotees, the vows that I've taken. So we use that. So that was like 3 right there.
He's very positive on everything, isn't it? Nice.
Oh, so you can continue on the list, because all it is a moment of, I'll write it down. so you put it down that actually every one of us is.
Did you get it? Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
Journey to America by Srila Prabhupada. That's not it. Srila Prabhupada.
It's like. Anyhow, you all know which song it is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the whole cassette, whole CD was published for Srila Prabhupada's centennial, and all devotees are chanting different songs, glorifying Srila Prabhupada. That's what I'm talking about. Mangalananda Prabhu is singing. He is the captain of the boat. Ananga is not here, otherwise he would sing. Anyhow, thank you everybody. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.